you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 3rd of January, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Uruksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Jericho Arts Centre, our friendly neighborhood theatre by the beach at Locarno, has had to close in order to make some very necessary structural repairs. That has forced United Players to cancel their upcoming production of Enemy of the People. What the heck's going on? Well, we'll get the scoop from United Players President Joan Bryans in just a couple minutes. We'll also let you know about upcoming auditions and other theater stuff on the call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, welcome to the Roaring Twenties. We start a new year and a new decade. Yeah, I know. Technically, it's the last year of the previous decade because, you know, a decade is 10 and, you know, 20 and... Try to have that argument sometimes and see how far it gets you. Anyway, it's 2020. Yes, 2020, the year of perfect vision. That's not going to fly. No one's going to go with that. Anyway... We're back. We had a great holiday weekend and holiday fortnight, as a matter of fact. A little Christmas dinner, a little New Year's snack, a little bit of work, a little bit of fun. Now we're back at it. So, okay, let's just stop the music there. There we go. So let's just carry on. We're going to play some music, and then I'm going to get on the phone and get a hold of Joan and find out what the heck's going on at the Jericho Arts Center. So to get us there, let's listen to Ford Pier.
Wrong.
There you go. That's Ford Pier and a tune called Squeen. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we got word from the United Players of Vancouver that due to unforeseen but very necessary structural repairs to their beloved theater, the Jericho Arts Center, they've had to cancel the run of their next show, The Enemy of the People. I can't even say it. Anyway, to talk about this and to sort of let us know what's going on and what we can expect, we have the president of United Players of Vancouver, Joan Bryans, on the phone. Hello, Joan.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So, what happened?
Oh, well, we were doing fine until just before Christmas. And then we had noticed that there was a bit of a sag in the floor, mm-hmm. but... really, it was, you know, it's an old building. You just put up with these sort of things.
Yeah.
But then the United Players doesn't actually run the building.
Right.
There's a committee that runs it. So they had brought in someone to have a look at it. And I got word that, well, it's kind of important that maybe this gets fixed. And I didn't know anything until Boxing Day when they said, right, we're closing down the building and you cannot get in. And then you cannot get in until, I think it was the 26th of January, mm-hmm. which was 2 days after we were supposed to open
yeah.
our new show, An Enemy of the People.
Yeah.
So...
And then you would need a week to sort of get in the theater, build the sets, set in the lighting,
yes.
do all the stuff you usually do. So that
yes.
leaves you like maybe 2 weeks left of the run to do the
yes.
show. So,
well, we did consider doing that. We
yeah.
considered having really really fast tech, and no, that didn't. Then
yeah.
3 weeks. Then we considered running for 2 weeks, but the director and the designers are all incredibly busy folk, and they just weren't available.
Yeah.
To delay it like that, so then
now that's the show, The Enemy of the People,
yeah,
which I still can't say, but directed by the great Jack Patterson.
That's right.
Are there any plans to remount it, bring it back?
Well, we're not sure because again, we've got all these busy folk that it would just be a matter of where are they available,
yeah.
when we could do it, and all that kind of thing. And quite frankly, we were just so busy in solving this right now that we haven't really got our minds around to the possibility. I mean, but it's there, but we just haven't had time to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Plus, the theater itself is pretty booked up. It's kind of hard to find
yes.
a window for it, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's I was as I mentioned to you before we went on the air. It is an old building. It's in fact, it was built in 1940. So this is the 80th anniversary.
Yes,
of the building.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's our well, we love it. It's just a lovely old. It has
yeah.
a wonderful feeling,
yeah.
and people always comment when they come in
mm-hmm.
how warm and welcoming it is. But an old building needs needs repair every now and again, and this was, and it just had to happen.
Yeah.
So, it's
yeah,
one of those things,
exactly.
I guess.
But the building's got it's got a really interesting history. It was built as a rec center for the Air Force.
Oh, yes. And then, and during the war, they, there was all kinds of things. And then, after the war, they on a Saturday night, they used to have dances.
Oh, really?
And in fact, an old technical director of ours, his parents met at a dance.
That's lovely.
So there's all sorts of history to the building before that. During the war, it was, I think they used to practice, they had a firing range inside the building at one point because there are old remnants of stuff to stop whatever you need to have a firing range.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
random bullet holes in the walls and that kind of
thing. Yeah, something like that. And when we took over, we shared it for a time, and we had to clear all our sets because during the day it was part of the community center, and
mm-hmm.
they used to have dog training classes and life drawing classes and all sorts of things. So we would have to get out and then only get in when they were finished. But now, thankfully, it's now totally... committed to being an arts center, so
yeah.
We have plays and exhibits and lobby and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you said, it's not just United Players. It's a very busy arts center, and a lot of local theater companies use it, and have come to depend on the Jericho Arts Center.
Yes, it's because United Players is the resident company, and we do 5 shows a year. But in between that, all sorts of other companies come in and do and bring their shows in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So, but we're going to be up. Hopefully, it will be on the 26th. We'll be open, and there is another show coming in. And then we open with A Flea in Her Ear at the end of March.
Right.
So we'll be raring to go by that time.
So the next scheduled production for Jericho is Ellen and Troy and Eloise.
Yeah.
Which is scheduled
company.
To start. Yeah, that's a rental company. And that's scheduled for February 17th. So hopefully things will be up and running and ready to go for them.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They in fact, will. You know, there'll be a couple of weeks when the place will be empty. So I was talking to the technical director yesterday. He said, oh, I could do all kinds of little tweaks around the building during that time. So we'll be all poshed up by
Yeah, it is quite an opportunity because, you know, for such a busy place, often things sort of get put aside and delayed, and we'll take care of that later. And so finally now you get a chance to do all that stuff. So
we have to look for, So the good news is he's very excited about all that because there's little things he's been dying to do. So, yes,
good.
That will be all done.
Well, wonderful. I mean, it's a bit of a... bit of a panic, bit of a tragedy.
Yes,
but
I'm getting over it now.
Yeah.
It's all terribly, oh God, and it's terrible, and it is, not to make light. I mean, it is, it was awful, especially for the director and the actors and everything. But given that it's happened and we're getting used to it, we are now, the next show, The Flea in Her Ear, is just about to start rehearsals.
Yeah.
So that's a whole new show getting going, and that is going to be, it's such a funny show. It's just the best thing that best show to have coming up for us after this because it's such an uplifting, great, hilarious farce. So
And while I've got you on, for anyone that already has tickets or are subscribers for Enemy of the People, what kind of compensation are you offering them?
Well, if you have just had bought a single ticket, then we would happily reimburse you the cost of that, obviously.
Yeah.
If you are a subscriber, then there's two or three options. We can give you a comp ticket to an extra comp ticket for our upcoming show, or we can, for next year's season tickets, we can take off the price of one show. Or we are asking our kind donors to, if perhaps they might donate the cost of the ticket to help us out with this. And we've had a lovely response so far. People are very kind. And because we have huge expenses, even though the show's not going up, you know, money has been spent
on it. Of course,
And, so we have some money to recoup.
Mm-hmm. Have you set up any other kind of separate fund in case anyone wants to help?
Well, we have it on our website. We do have a donate button, that will go so we don't have a specific fund, but we are keeping a very good eye because we know the people who are doing this tell us what it's for. So we're keeping track of what's coming in so we can offset it against our expenses.
All right, so we'll just direct folks to unitedplayers.com and that'll have all the information on how they can help.
Indeed, yes. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Joan. And looking forward to seeing the new improved Jericho Arts Center in a couple of weeks.
Yes, thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. This is H.M. Mack, who was on our show the beginning of December. A little tune called Sad, Upset, Depressed, A Mess.
Sad, upset, depressed, a mess. I think about you sometimes for way too long. I've cried 1,000 rivers, 1,000 oceans. I'd swim across just to get to you. I'm in love with your melatonin and skin tone. Pick up your phone. My mind hurts, my eyes hurt from all the oceans I've cried for you to swim in. Let me just wash away your bad thoughts and fears.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can
voice it.
Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
Okay, I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. Nope, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Accessibility.
Disability, mental health,
ADHD and ADD,
and many, many more topics we explore and cover.
But where?
On CITR's All Access Pass.
A unique and collectively run show on equity, inclusion, and creating awareness for people of all abilities in BC and around the world.
Catch us every other Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4.
If you want more info or want to get involved, please find us on Facebook or send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Pollyanna Library is a public reading room and collection operated by 221A. The library hosts readings, workshops, and educational programs that respond to 221A's artistic research initiatives. Pollyanna Library is dedicated to the practical learning of extending relations. The library reading room is open to the public from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We are located at 221 East Georgia Street in Vancouver's Chinatown. Visit us online at polly-anna.ca.
I do the shushing around here.
CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. It's our first show of 2020. And a little... still a little bit of Christmas hangover in the air. A lot of the local Christmas shows are still running. They're closing this weekend. So if you didn't catch one of your favorite ones, so you still get a chance. In New Westminster at the Anvil Center on Columbia Street, it's a Wonderful Life, the adaptation by Peter Jorgensen of Frank Capra's and Jimmy Stewart's great Christmas movie. And it's... on right now, as I said, at the Anvil Center in New Westminster. And also happening at the Anvil on Sunday afternoon, our dear friend Alan Morgan, who has been a great supporter of this show and a great local artist, an actor that you've seen probably in all kinds of different shows at Bard on the Beach and the Arts Club and the Playhouse and all over the place. He is doing an event, let's call it that, on Sunday afternoon at the Anvil Center in New Westminster. It's called Al's Storytime Diner, Dining with Friends on the Stories We Love. Every item on the menu is a seasonal story served by our storyteller, Alan Morgan. Gather around the table and dine with the stories you love. So that's happening, as I said, at the Anvil Center. There's two more shows left. Saturday and Sunday at 10 in the morning. So it's a kind of a breakfast show for you there at the Anvil. But Alan is delightful, whatever time of day you're spending with him. So you don't want to miss that. We've also got the East Van Panto at is that still going on? I don't know. But the Metro Panto, that's the one I wanted to talk about. The Metro Panto, it's Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, that's the one. And that's still going on at Metro Theater, written by Eric Gow, directed by Chris Adams. And all your favorite Panto characters are involved with that. That closes tomorrow at the Metro Theater. And we've also got the big shows, Christmas at Pemberley on Granville Island, the characters from the Bennett sisters, the characters from Pride and Prejudice with their Christmas story. That closes tomorrow. And also The Sound of Music at the Stanley Theater on Granville Street is closing tomorrow as well. And then we've got Bad Hat Theater's Peter Pan, which is going on closing let's see. They've got three more shows. What have they got? They close on Sunday. There we go. This is, this is for kids of all ages. It's the classic Peter Pan story with an adaptation by Fiona Sauter and Rianne Spitzer with music by Landon Doak. And who's in it? Victor Dolhai, Paige Fraser, a few people we know. Anyway, it's directed by Deb Williams, who is a great friend of the show. So that's Peter Pan at the Carousel Theater. And I think that's all sort of the last remnants of the Christmas shows going on this weekend. You still get a chance to, you don't want to give up Christmas altogether. I know it's the 3rd of January, but, you got to have some kind of festive thing to lead you up to Gung Haggis Fat Choi, Robbie Burns Day followed by Chinese New Year. If we figure this out right, we can turn 2020 into one long holiday. Just keep stretching it out. So keep Christmas going for another couple of weeks. Then we'll have Gung Haggis Fat Choi, and that'll take us into Valentine's Day, and then it's almost Easter. You know what I mean. So it's a plan. We've got a scheme. We got a plan going. Let's figure this out. All right, let's hear some more music. This is who is this? This is Lindsay Kay. Lindsay is somebody that we introduced to this show when we first started about 5 years ago. She's originally from Calgary. She studied in Boston at the Berklee Academy of Music, and now she's based out of California. I think she's in Los Angeles. Los Angeles or San Francisco, I can never remember. But anyway, she's just got a new album out called For the Feminine, By the Feminine, and this is the latest single from that. And it's called Clean and Fair.
Your face and envy how you sleep so deep and sure. Desperately, I try to find the will to sacrifice I had before. I me, wash resentment off of me.
That is Alexandra Mayo and a song called Messed It Up. Coming up next week at the Jericho Arts, the Fire Hall Arts Center in Gastown. It's a world premiere of a brand new play all about the housing crisis in Vancouver. It's called House and Home. It's written by Jen Griffin, directed by Donna Spencer, and it's got a fine cast of local veterans and some up-and-coming great artists as well, including Jillian Fargy, Andrew Wheeler, Sam Bodd, Sebastian Archibald, and Kim Ho and Darian Rusi. And House and Home is a biting comedic take on Vancouver's current real estate crisis, where property values are high, rental vacancy rates are low, and owning your own home is unaffordable for the average home buyer. It's unimaginable, actually. Hillary, a waitress turned poet, a social worker, and Hillary is a waitress slash poet turned social worker, and Henry, who's a Bhutto dancer turned lawyer, didn't know how lucky they were when they managed to escape bad roommates and buy a house before the real estate market skyrocketed. Finding themselves house rich and cash poor, they abandon their values and plunge into the world of short-term rentals. How far can they go to keep their house? We saw a reading of this when it was being workshopped a couple of years ago. It's a very funny play. And it starts next week. It's happening, as I said, at the Fire Hall on Cordova Street. And it opens on January 15th. And it runs, previews start on the 11th. The official opening is on the 15th. And it runs until the 25th of January. So, you can do your Robbie Burns night there. See, we're sort of carrying over into the theme from the last break. So you want to check it out. It's called House and Home. And you want to find out more by going to the Fire Hall Arts Center website, which is, just Google it. Fire Hall Arts Center, spelt with an R-E at the end. House and Home. Don't want to miss that. Okay. Did I have anything else lined up here? Anything on the old thingy-me-jig there? Nah, let's hear some more music and then we'll come back with Call Board. Let's see, a couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago from today. And then, of course, last week, which was your repeat. We had Arbutus, the Reed sisters, Madeline and Savannah, came in and sang a couple of songs for us. And I liked them so much that I clipped them. And we're going to hear one now. It's called The Game.
Talking about the things we have missed and the things that have yet to come as we sail into the abyss. It's a smile full of tears and laughter filled with doubt. It's a puzzling thing and it's something I could do without. But don't let go, I'll have you know that when I'm older I'll be stronger, but for now I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same, but I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. Holding on to loose threads, 'cause there are no second chances. Waiting for someone to give us a sign, assuring us we're right in our romantic. Don't let go, I'll have you know that when I'm older, I'll be stronger. name. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. I am blinded by the light and scared of the dark. This is the last time I'll see everything that lies ahead of me before I start. But don't let go. I'll have you know that when I'm older, I'll be stronger. But for now, I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. Yes, when I'm older, I'll be stronger. But for now, I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. Yes, I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away.
The Downtown Eastside Women's Center provides safe space, basic needs, and support services to any and all women of the Downtown Eastside. We are a women-only space for both cis and trans women, operating a low-barrier drop-in center during the day and emergency shelter during the night. Drop-in services include hot meals, advocacy, victim services, HIV case management, and Chinese seniors outreach. Our organization sees up to 500 women every single day and is a crucial community hub. To learn more and to support our work, visit www.dewc.ca.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, communists! Communist. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews and musicians and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go out for everything. Wonder Dog Theater is doing a podcast, a theater, a live radio play kind of podcast. The show is called Iris by C.R. Packer. It's directed by a couple of friends of the show. Shelby Bushell is the director and Jada Novak is the producer. And what happens is the project is 12 episodes of a podcast with live performance. They're asking for people to submit for the auditions. They're looking for a diverse cast of characters. So even if you don't fit the four characters that are listed on their breakdown, they will be doing, as I said, a dozen episodes. So submit, and they may consider you for a future character. They encourage people of color and trans non-binary folks to submit. The four characters that they are looking for right now are Chris, an Indian heritage man, cis or otherwise, 30 to 40. Jolene, an East Asian heritage woman, cis or otherwise, 25 to 30. Annabelle Gregory, any ethnicity, cis woman, 35 to 45. Reese Gregory, white or mixed white or any ethnicity, cis man, 38. And that's the four. So those are the main characters for the series, but they are looking for all kinds of voices to participate in the project. So what they are asking you to do is submit a self-tape which is containing a contemporary monologue of 2 to 4 minutes, as well as an audio recording of a side that they will provide upon request. So you send in your own self-recorded tape of your own monologue, along with your resume and headshot and all that other stuff. And if they want to hear more, they will send you a side and ask you to record that as well. If you're capable of and interested in voicing multiple parts, provide examples of the different character voices in either your self-tape or the audio recording. So go nuts. Like, you know, do like a scene from Richard III with all the characters or something, you know, just go crazy. The address to submit is wonderdogtheater@gmail.com and put in the subject line Iris Auditions, and then and the character name. If you're reading for a specific character, make sure you put the character name on the subject line. If you just want to submit for other characters, or you just want to sort of join the general pool, put other. So put Iris Auditions Other on the subject line. Anyway, you send it all to wonderdogtheater@gmail.com, and they are auditioning from now until the 15th of January. So you still got plenty of time to get involved with that. Now, we talked earlier about the Jericho Arts Center and what's going on around there with the emergency repairs that they've had to put in. But they're still going strong, and they're looking for a treasurer to join their board. The treasurer maintains bookkeeping for the society, recording financial transactions and creating financial reports, in addition to participating in all board decisions. Duties also include reconciliation of accounts, preparation of financial reports, and the year-end financial statement. And also annual CRA reports and all that kind of, you know, financial stuff. So if you've got some experience in keeping books for small non-for-profit organizations, or if you've got a background in the not-for-profit sector and have an idea of how those things work, if you've sat on boards or been a volunteer before, and also you need to have working knowledge of QuickBooks. So that's important. But be an accountant, but more of a volunteer. You know what I'm saying. If you're interested, send a brief expression of interest and a resume to the president of the FOJACS, who is not Joan that we talked to. She's the president of United Players. You want to talk to Brian Parkinson. And Brian's address is parkinson@uleth.ca. And deadline for all this is January 18th. And just go to the Jericho Arts Center website to get the details and all the stuff that you missed. MTC Studios Incorporated are doing a show called Another Night Way Off Broadway, and they are looking for someone to play the part of Bert. Bert is a male, 45 to 55, who has good singing ability, as this is a musical about musicals. If you're interested, you can send your headshot, resume, MP3 of your vocal talents and all the rest of it to don@mtcstudio.ca. Deadline for submissions is the 8th of January, and this is a show that's going to be happening at the PAL Theater in June. Caravan Stage Company, who do outdoor theater and traveling theater and stuff, they have a tall ship theater now. Which is a ship that travels through the Georgia Strait and coastal cities in Vancouver and around Vancouver Island. And they're doing a show called Virtual Rogues. They are looking, it's kind of an experimental opera, and they are looking for a female singer or actor, 20 to 35, who can join on this ship. They will be one of the four leading characters who will be playing in this futuristic AI-controlled universe. So it's a tall ship, so no fear of heights. That's a very specific requirement. It's a role for an adventurous thespian. I said thespian. Performing on this theater ship is challenging. The communal lifestyle on the ship is rewarding. And sailing on the west coast of BC is inspiring. So any ethnicity, female, 20 to 20, 35, with some opera experience. Deadline for submissions is January 14th. Send your CV and headshot and an MP3 of one song to caravanstage@yahoo.com. We've got a musical comedy beauty contest called Pageant that's coming up in April at the K-Meek in West Van. It's called Pageant, and they're doing auditions this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, looking for male-identifying actors 22 to 35 to play female beauty contestant characters. And a female-identifying character, 40 to 50, to play Kelly Ruth, the third-rate but ever-charming male-identifying host. Yeah. It's a wonderful world. Anyway, if you're interested, send your resume and photo to somethingextraproductions@gmail.com and make sure you put pageant remount in the subject line. Right, White Rock Players are doing The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. This is the Simon Stevens adaptation by Mark Haddon of Mark Haddon's novel. And it's happening in the spring, April and May, at the White Rock Players Club. The auditions are on the 6th and 13th of this month, looking for four actors to play the main roles with people with British accents. But if you can't handle it, you can. There is coaching available. They also have many many roles for supporting cast who are playing double and triple roles. So if you're good at switching voices and stuff like that, they'd like to see you. Send your info to whiterockplayers.ca, or you can look up more information at whiterockplayers.ca and find out how to submit for that one. Theater in the Country in Langley. Their show is called Dinner with Friends by Donald Margulies. That's happening in the spring, in April. The auditions are next week, January 8th, at the Theater in the Country at 5708 Glover Road. Looking for male actors between 30 and 50 for the characters of Gabe and Thomas. You can contact Reg at theaterinthecountry.com to find out more about that one. Vagabond Players at Queen's Park in New Westminster doing Next Fall by Jeff Knopfs. That is auditioning on the 7th and 9th at the Bernie Legg Theater in beautiful Queen's Park. The show itself will be up in April. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 characters, male and female, and sort of early 30s to mid-50s. Actors auditioning for the roles of Adam and Luke must be comfortable with close same-sex contact. A little bit of boy-on-boy kissing going on there. If you have any questions, you can contact the director, Wayne Nolan. His email address is theaterguynw@gmail.com. Far From the Tree Productions and Stone's Throw, which are in conjunction with Pacific Theater, are doing Mary's Wedding by Stephen Massacott. That's happening in June. The auditions are January 11th and 13th at Pacific Theater. This is a World War I romance and a two-person dream play. So a couple of actors to dive into that one. No more details on it, but you can go to pacifictheater.org to find that out. The auditions are happening on the 11th and 13th, so that's next weekend at Pacific Theater. We've got Surrey Little Theater's production of Perfect Arrangement by Topher Payne. That's also happening in April at Surrey Little Theater. Their auditions are the 12th and 13th. Of January. They have roles for 4 women and 3 men, and you can get info at their website, SurreyLittleTheatre.com. This is a show that's going to be in the Fraser Valley Zone in May as well, so be prepared for that. We've got Theatrics Youth Theatre Society doing As You Wish, which is kind of a musical staged version of the story of the movie The Princess Bride, and that's going to be happening in Coquitlam. Auditions are on January 18th. They're looking for one male actor to play the role of Fezzik the Giant, the Andre the Giant part. The rest of the cast is going to be made up of youngsters, I think 6 to 14, I think, is the age group for the rest of the cast. So they want somebody that's kind of big, I guess. They're putting together its original kids musical, As You Wish, a one-act musical based on The Princess Bride, and it's going to be performed to various elementary school audiences. So do a little school touring around the Tri-Cities area. Go to Theatrics U Theater, that's theatrixyouthetare.com, and give them some information on yourself and your experience and why you want to be part of the show. And one of the highlights at the beginning of any year is the Brave New Playwrights Festival here at UBC, and that is going to be happening in March. The auditions are taking place in a couple of weeks. Brave New Playwrights is a festival of new plays. The plays are written by UBC creative writing students and directed and performed by volunteers, as well as in conjunction with the UBC theater department. The event happens at the Nest on Granville Island. And there are two components. One are full productions, and they need 30 actors for that, 15 female, 15 male. And then there are stage readings where they need 10 actors, 5 male and 5 female. So you can either go on for the full production or you can just participate in the stage reading, both of which are a lot of fun. You never know what you're going to get because this is all new stuff by new writers, and they're doing all kinds of experimenting and things like that. So definitely fun to participate in if you're an actor who wants to get a little experience. So send your name, phone number, and a 50-word bio with your headshot and curriculum vitae to crwr.bravenew@ubc.ca. Make sure you put audition request on the subject line. And auditions are going to be happening between the 19th and 20th of January. So get stuff in right away. And let's see here. Yeah, that's enough. We can talk about the rest later. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you go to Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca or vancouveractorsguide.com. And if you have a notice that you'd like to read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us here at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Yeah, that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at CITR Dave Radio. Now, if you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at citr.ca. You can also find us on player.fm, and remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy. We've got Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week.